We're Alive is brought to you by
Never Peak Games presents a zombie-themed board game where you and your friends are the flesh-eating horde, with art from Mike Morris and Mike Collins. Morris is a current illustrator and animator on The Simpsons TV show, and Collins is a freelance artist whose work can be seen on many Cartoon Network TV shows. Head to www.kickstarter.com and search for We Are Dead, Zombie Mall Massacre, or check neverpeakgames.com and get hungry for humans.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 34. It Only Takes One.
Part 2 of 3.
Hope! Wake up! You hear that?
What?
Do not leave your cars and head directly there. Continue on 70 where a safe checkpoint will be established. Do not stay in the city and do not attempt to engage any hostiles unless absolutely necessary.
We have to go? We're leaving the city?
All residents of Boulder are to the evacuation.
It's worse than we thought.
What do we do?
We have to go.
But where? Where are we going?
I have no idea. They must have a place for us.
How are we gonna get there? We don't have a car and you can't drive anyway.
I can drive. Just not so good.
I could do better. Is it light out? Maybe we can make it back home.
Yes, but I don't know if we should risk it. We're not too far from the south gate.
Lady, what about Lady?
I left her with Pegs and Kelly before we went to the hospital. They'll take care of her.
But what about the car?
There's more than one.
Should we try to find someone else? Go with them?
I don't know about that. It might be easier to get a car on our own.
And we don't have any guns.
The what guy if- next door did. This worked better.
I bet he at least had a car.
I bet he did. Oh, come on. I got an idea. Here, hold on to this rope. I'll tie it around me. That way, if I have to swing, you're not too close, okay?
Okay, just don't hit me.
I won't. Okay, let's go. Stay a little closer.
Okay. Did he change?
There wasn't enough of him left to. And his gun's broken. I need to find his pants. But I need to find his legs first.
Hurry. I don't like it in here.
Oh. It's over here.
Ew, what am I stepping in?
Oops. Sorry about that. Just back up another step.
Gross.
Got them. This way! Please don't be a stick. Please don't be a stick. Hope, grab here. We have to lift this garage door together. There's too much snow here, okay? 3, 2, 1, lift. Oh my.
What?
It'll be fast, but I don't know about the snow.
Just get in.
The rope. You need
it. No, I got it.
Oh my. I'm gonna try to make it to Pegs and Kelly, okay?
You said they're even further than our home. How are you gonna get there?
I got to try. That way's blocked! How can I... Go! You okay?
Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah. Oh, you had your seatbelt on. I wish I did.
Oh my god, are you guys okay? Yeah. I'm so sorry! Oh,
no! Oh, no! And Kelly. It's not possible.
Maybe they got out another way.
Yeah. They can do that, right? We need to get to another gate.
Not too fast. You already hit one car.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, look. Oh, more people.
I can't.
Yeah. Look, there's more cars leaving.
Just don't hit them.
I'm not! We're past the walls. We're out of the city.
Ow!
Oh, you okay?
I'm sitting on glass. How do you think I am?
Just don't move. I'll get it. Sorry! Sorry!
I'll get it. You just drive straight, okay?
Oh, my.
What is it? Will you stop doing that?
Oh, sorry. There aren't that many cars. I just hope more people got out.
What if this is it?
All right, I'll let them know. Sir, they're having problems evacuating the north side of the city. It's getting hit hard. They're still getting the message out over the PAs and the air to get the hell out of the city.
The plows are going, sir. They're clearing paths out of Boulder.
There's a lot getting through the south gate. A good amount of civilians are already at the meetup point at the Evergreen turnoff, and it's being secured now.
Damn it! No! Fuck! Sir, the airfield got hit. They tore through the C-130. The plane's down.
The refueling station's right next door, isn't it?
Yeah, if they can't land the refuel, we're gonna lose our choppers.
Are there any with enough fuel to make it here?
Not even close.
Tell them to fly as many people as they can back to the rendezvous.
Fall back to the turnoff at Evergreen by the 70. There's a bunch of parking lots and an S-Mart. Land there. Uh-huh. All right. They're telling me the view from up top looks bad. Very few survivors.
Our guys at HQ are getting hit pretty hard. They're pulling back.
We'll lose most of our comms.
Sound off the 15-minute warning.
Yes, sir.
Wait! They need more time!
15 minutes is all I can give.
That's hardly any.
If they can't get out in 15, I doubt they'll be able to get out at all. They've already had hours.
But, sir...
This is my call, and I say it has been long enough.
Sir, fallout wind reports are good. Going from west to east, we'll be clear of it.
I've got the blast distance report here.
I already know it, but everyone else should know it as well.
Up to 1.7 miles from the blast site. 12 PSI. 98% dead. Up to 2.7 miles, 40% dead. 4.7, 5% dead.
That'll certainly cover most of the city.
HQ comms are down. We have only 2 sat phones in the field now. One in the air and one at the meetup spot.
The Evergreen turnoff is 40 miles from the blast site. They should be fine.
Should?
Is Major Thorne there?
Yes, sir.
Make sure he knows to use extreme caution with anyone possibly affected.
Yeah, he's aware, but I'll relay it again.
Anything else we can do?
No. It's in their hands now. Everyone else is prepping the base for more people. We'll just have to wait.
I'll be outside for a minute.
Heading out, Sergeant?
No. I'll be right back.
The French girl came by earlier, but I couldn't let her in.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you a bit later. Hey.
Hey.
Ah. Damn this thing. I swear they never work. Hey, you got a light?
No, I don't smoke.
What are you doing on the smoke deck?
Just getting some air.
So you were on the crew that found the downed Chinook, right?
Yeah. Robbins.
Cross.
Yeah. I was a part of that crew. We let that one slip through.
Well, there's no way you could have known. You got there after it happened.
If we would have just seen that one, how could have one done all of this? I should have searched longer.
You didn't know. But I do know that if you hadn't come back here, Kimmet would have flipped that switch early.
So half as many deaths on my conscience.
Look, were you the one who attacked those people?
No.
Then you did what you could.
Yeah, I guess.
No, not I guess. There's so many things out of your control, we can only do what we can. Took a while for me to learn that.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me feel any better. Anything I can do right now?
At the moment, no. But we will need you. As of right now, you're the only helicopter crew we got left.
What about the big guy on the helipad?
The Pelican? Yeah, right. That thing hasn't run since we landed here. Our best mechanics couldn't even fix that damn thing. I don't know what the hell Datu did, but...
So, what's gonna happen now? Who was able to get out?
Well, they're getting everyone they can clear to the city, but... Those people will have to get moving soon. Kimmet says they'll head here. We're out of the cold, and we're the only place with sustainable water, sewage, and power. But after they get here, I think we'll relocate everyone pretty much somewhere else.
But how many made it out?
It's too soon to say.
There's a few people I'm worried about.
Yeah, me too. Hey, if you let me know who they are, I can see if we can keep an eye out for him.
Thanks. You come from Boulder, or were you stationed here?
L.A.
Damn. First I heard of that.
Yep. A few others, too. I was hoping you might have run into them back there.
Never too far from my bird, so most likely not.
You the one flying?
No, crew chief, door gunner, you know.
Ten more minutes.
Think we'll be able to see it from here?
I doubt it. Just be glad you're here.
I don't think this is the 70th.
You said you were following the others.
I did. No map. I've just been following this guy. Still am. Other people have had to come this way. Someone plowed it, and it wasn't this guy. Oh, wait. He's stopping. Are we there? Is this where we're supposed to meet?
No, just ran out of gas. I'm taking a different way.
Oh, okay. You want to get in?
You got supplies in there too? Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, I do. I didn't even... Oh, hey, yeah, I do. That's great. Awesome. Get in.
Actually, what I'd like you to do is... get out.
Wait, what?
What?
You heard me. Get out.
There's plenty of room in here. We can go together.
You're not understanding me. Get out now.
But she's blind.
Are you? Out. Now.
Okay. Let me just...
Hold on, hold on.
Down. Can you believe him? Lucky for us, this asshole's out the gas. Oh no. He said he was out of gas!
Of course he did, and you believed him.
At least his car's good for something.
Careful, don't crash.
I won't. I'm just getting a hang of this. I just need to lose... He's gone. Guess he ran out of gas after all.
Then slow down.
Okay. I'll save gas.
How much do we have?
It's fine. I think there's a can or two in the back too. Oh, and an extra battery. Water. Oh, this is great.
All right. Then where are we?
Here's a sign. The 6.
The 6. Goes east and west. What time is it?
East and west? How do you know that?
Even number. Now what time?
Smart girl. Okay. 7:23 a.m.
Where's the sun?
Behind us.
Okay, so we're heading west.
Are you sure?
Yes. You have any idea where we're supposed to go?
The 70.
That's it?
That's all I know!
Oh, you're so not helpful.
This blind kid says I'm not helpful.
Then what are we gonna do? Keep driving until we run out of gas?
No. If we don't find other people, then... I know where one person is. We'll go to him.
Michael, at the army base, do you even know where that is?
This way.
And what way is that?
East? No, west. West.
Ugh, blind leading the blind.
Oh, that does it.
What are you doing? What if he catches up?
What if? Huh?
Quit messing around and just go.
Do you know why I went at all? To Boulder? Huh? It was to look after you. I'm the only one who did. And I was the one who convinced them to try the surgery. I would have much rather stayed with Michael at the army base. And God help me, do not leave you at the side of the road right now, because then you'd be screwed.
I'm sorry.
That's what I thought. Now sit back, shut up, and say a prayer that I know where the hell I'm going. Stop.
You need to now?
There's a few cars here. Maybe one has a map. Now stay here and keep the windows rolled up.
Oh, okay, but... Hey!
No window on your side, huh? Sucks to be you. Hmm.
Oh, whoops. It was unlocked. Nope, nothing in this one. I'll try another.
Hey, what are these?
What's what?
These were in our glove box. Are these maps? They sure feel like it.
Oh.
Didn't check the glove box first, huh?
To my defense, I don't drive enough to think of that.
Well, here. Find where we're at.
Just check my watch.
Major Thorne says all his birds have landed. Everyone's taking position at the turnoff.
It's time.
Here's the phone, sir.
You sure about this?
We have no choice.
Damn it.
Oh, here! Here we are! If we keep heading this way, we'll meet up at the 70.
That's where everyone else is, right?
Yeah, I think so. But if no one's there, then we could take us here, and we could head all the way south, and then go along this way to Fort Irwin, and... Oh my God!
What's happening?
I don't know! Get down! Oh.
Got you!
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Brett Newton, Jay Olegario, Jane Lehash, Alan Azoulay, Amber Kellogg, Tiffy Starchild, Christian Vieira, Ife Na Wadwe, and Tony Ray. I'm Michael Swan. Music intro by Brother Dan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.